It is one of the most controversial decisions taken in British political history. Why did Tony Blair's government, supported by parliamentary majority and the establishment, take the country to war? It's the question that should have been addressed by the Iraq inquiry, chaired by Sir John Chilcot. But that report seems unlikely to be released until 2015.
Guess it's about the election. They don't want this to come out before the election. I think both sides, in a way, rightly, both the Tories and Labour, rightly feel that it would be damaging for them if it does come out before then. So politics trumps justice, trumps fairness, trumps any kind of resolution of the whole question of the disaster of Iraq.
Many critics of the UK's war efforts see a direct correlation between Iraq's current crisis and that created by the invasion of British and American-led forces in 2003. When then Prime Minister Gordon Brown announced the setup of the Iraq inquiry in June 2009, proceedings were meant to be held in private. The public backlash quickly caused a U-turn, but since that initial hiccup, there have been issues. Now, no individual or group has come forward to accept the blame for why this report has been so desperately delayed. But still, that hasn't stopped the speculation.
Tony Blair has consistently denied he is behind the delayed publication of the Chilcot report.
The bulk of the British establishment is still not just culpable for what happened in 2003, 2004, etc., etc., in Iraq, but also they're still committed to a kind of aggressive foreign policy. That's the truth. And so they don't want it, they don't want the story about Iraq to unravel, because they wanted to go to attack Syria, but they couldn't. But they want to be able to continue to intervene. They want to be able to continue to be locked into the Washington foreign policy. And so therefore, you know, they want to try and brush this under the carpet.
So now the British people are left to wonder how much longer they will have to wait to hear why the people they brought to power took the country into a war the majority did not support. Amina Taylor, Press TV, London.